Blog Talk Radio.
This is your This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. While the world debates if Donald Trump is a puppet of the Russians, I would like to confess that I definitely am a Russian puppet. Specifically, for Sid and Rob. Who did you think wrote this crap? Blame the commies. And now, here's the Metal Injection Livecast.
I didn't know you were a member of the Communist Party. Is that true?
I didn't know I was either.
Lot also, more
I am not Russian. I am American, born in country.
What is a weird thing we do in this country? I know that if we have foreign listeners, they probably don't fully get it. Why, if you were born in America, you say, "Hey, I'm Russian," but it's just what we do here. You know, like you say what your parents are to define yourself.
Because everybody's from somewhere else,
right?
Most of us
originally,
but
in other countries they don't do that.
Yeah,
like if you live in Ireland and you're father's from, you know, Zimbabwe or something, you just say I'm Irish.
Yeah, you just are the guy that gets rocks thrown at him.
Yeah. Hello.
Are you from Zimbabwe? Have you gotten rocks thrown at you? You can give us a call. Be a part of the show. 213-WIDE-NUT.
Yeah.
That's the phone number. That's 213-943-3688.
It's time for the magic to happen. Tuesday magic.
Well, today's extra magical because it's Sid's birthday episode.
Happy birthday,
thank you.
Sid.
Almost 2 days away.
It's a premature birthday.
Yes.
Were you a preemie?
I don't think so.
Were
maybe like by a week. Not like anything. I wasn't like in an incubator.
Oh, okay. You were in a runt?
No.
Anybody in this room? Rob? Were you a preemie?
Premature?
No. I was 2 weeks premature.
No.
Oh, okay.
My mother's birthday is January 14th. And her due date was on her birthday.
Oh,
wow.
And I was born on January 1st. She went to labor unexpectedly.
How considerate of you.
I don't know about that. I consider it would have been about 6 hours earlier she'd get the tax break.
Yeah.
Oh.
Tax for the previous year. But I didn't pop out till about 5:45 in the morning.
Pussy popping.
Oh. I prefer you not to refer to my mother's vagina that way. No offense, no. I know you didn't mean anything.
It's a little tough
to think about.
I was just describing your action as a baby. You were pussy popping.
All right.
Weren't we all?
Sir,
a C-section.
Poppers.
Were any of us a C-section?
I wasn't.
I don't think I was.
It was very clean. Popped out like a watermelon seed.
Oh, she was on the toilet and you just came out?
I was in the hospital,
okay.
But it was not very intensive labor. Probably 4 hours or so.
Like a watermelon. I've never heard that expression
that's
before.
That's ripped right from my mother's lips. Not those lips.
Noah.
The mouth lips. So I know Noah's
that's a good
gonna...
band, the mouth lips.
I wasn't mouth popping. I wasn't stomach popping either. No C-section.
Bro, how'd you come out?
I came out after a long, like 15 hours of labor for my mom.
So out the pussy hole.
Oh, yeah.
Does your mother hold it against you?
Her pussy hole?
Yes.
Every time you come
she holds it up
visit,
to my face like, this is what you did.
Go back to your home. Get in there.
She does She does like to remind me on my birthday every time.
But on the whole, she was okay.
Allegedly.
Oh, my God.
It's inappropriate, but I'll let it slide. Because this is the Metal Injection live cast.
Robert, way too much labor.
That's how she describes labor with you. She let it slide.
Oh.
Right down the crack of her ass.
Oh. You think Rob came out and went downward?
Too far. Too far.
The best part of you ran down the crack of your mother's ass. Isn't that from Full Metal Jacket?
Yes. Too far. Too far!
Mm-hmm.
Rob, you look confused. Is everything okay?
Oh.
I was like, where's that music coming from? And then I realized my phone, for some reason, was playing music.
What song was it?
Was
it some good?
It was Spasm by Meshuggah. So.
All right.
Yeah, let's hear a little more of it.
Goodbye to the babies who are watermelon seeds. Goodbye to everybody.
Why aren't you just playing it from your computer?
Well, because it's playing on my phone.
He's lazy.
His fingers don't type fast enough. Slow finger Pasbani.
If your fingers type fast enough, you can always send us feedback. hatemail@metalinjection.net. It's the email address for your feedback. We'd love it.
Slash pussy.
I send you emails there sometimes. You never reply, Rob.
Sorry.
Are my dick pics not good enough for you?
No.
Are you checking now? Let me know what you think. On a scale of 0 to 0.
He let it load. The internet connection is slow.
It's a big file, if you know what I mean.
comma 0, comma 0, comma 0.
How's everybody doing here?
Oh, good. Well, Rob, if you can focus for a second,
yeah,
unless you're organizing
good
website stuff, you should introduce the show because you haven't done that yet.
Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. It's Rob. I'm here with
Celebrating Sydney.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah. I was going to go with, how old are you now? 38?
Going to be 39.
Oh.
Okay. Nocturnal Noah?
You keep doing that one. How about Necronomicon Noah?
Damn.
Not having a birthday, Noah.
Okay.
Necro Butcher Noah?
Didn't get closer to death today, Darren.
Robbed from the cradle, Rob.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah.
Because you're the youngest.
Yes.
You're the youngest of the four of us.
Yeah.
You're younger than Noah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was in April, I'm in September. So it works.
Changes everything I think about you.
About me?
Both of you.
Why is that, Sydney?
And now I'm going to bust Noah's balls instead.
Whoa.
And be respectful to Rob.
Oh.
Sid, are you closer to me in age or the two of them?
How old are you motherfuckers?
I'm 44. They're 30.
I'm going to be 35 in September.
It's like right in the middle,
yeah,
right?
And I'm 35.
I think you're slightly closer than them.
Yeah, but like. Yeah.
How old are you turning?
39.
Wow. So next year we're going to have a big party for you.
Very upsetting.
Can we rent a party bus?
No.
Can you
well,
go
you
out of
can.
Your
I won't show up.
No,
you can
like,
do what you want.
Can we do something where you go outside your comfort zone?
That sounds exactly
yeah,
like something Sid would
here's
do.
A gift for you. We're going to make you feel shitty. Like that.
God forbid, Sid, one day isn't about you.
Maybe she's counting on the fact that you'll have a midlife crisis when you turn 40.
I've been having a midlife crisis since I was like 17.
What's the crisis?
Just every day. Just everything is a crisis.
Right. It's not technically like specifically about
crisis.
Being old or anything.
Yeah. You're saying an earth crisis?
It's an earth, yeah. Every day is an earth crisis
it's
for
a
you.
Horrible, horrible hardcore band.
Oh, that's a band, right?
The Karen
Upstate
Crisis.
New York.
Once you said that, I remember.
You didn't listen to Earth Crisis?
I listened to a song or two and realized how horrendous it was, and that was good.
Yeah.
How about just Crisis?
I don't know if I ever
Karen
listened to
Karen Crisis.
That.
Whatever happened to Karen Crisis?
Rob, Google it. Karen, are you listening?
I think we asked this question like a long, long, long time ago.
Really?
Like in one of our beginning episodes.
Did we have her on the show at some point?
No.
Who can find it faster? Noah's going right to Lamb Goat.
This is like the most free association
oh, wow.
show on the internet.
She has a website, KarenCrisisHeals.com.
Oh, no.
Damn, I wrote Cat in Crisis.
Wait, now let me ask a question. Is it heals like she heals people or heals like
yes.
it's a porn foot fetish site?
No.
Souls and Holes? No.
I guess she also released an album, Karen Crisis,
oh, wow.
Gospel of the Witches.
Oh, dear
she
God.
Great. Can we play some?
Yeah. I'm playing.
We are a metal podcast, Sid.
Rob, not through your phone, please.
Oh.
Your phone sounds good. Trash it. This is Art Man. Ant Man? I didn't see it yet. Is that any good? Oh, this is Art Man. Yeah, thanks. Get to the point.
Wake me up inside. Wake me up inside. Save me.
And then, oh no, that's, I'm sorry.
Why are these all so slow and
brutal? Trying to heal us.
This one is called Father.
My wife?
Mother.
Mother.
Robot.
So that's what Karen cried.
Well, all right.
I'm sure glad we found that out.
We always like to check in with a little, where are they now here on the Metal Injection Livecast?
Not Karen about
we're
that
in
at
Brooklyn.
All.
Noah, you rolled a joint. Did that happen?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I'm going to go light it. This is Sid's birthday episode.
Oh, yes.
Noah and I are celebrating
By
us smoking weed
right. In
Sid's honor.
No, smoke the joint. Leave the puppies alone. Come on.
Babka, where are you?
Cool.
No.
Cruelty.
That's not nice.
Is Babka here?
She's
here.
She's not here. No, she's not.
Weed while listening to Earth Crisis. That makes me happy.
Hell yeah.
And I'm eating chips with animal fat in them.
Yeah.
Take that, Earth Crisis.
I guarantee at least three members of this band are on meth right now. So it all comes full circle.
Well, I mean, there's no milk or cheese in it.
Ah.
Ew.
I feel like they reunited a few years ago. Actually.
All these bands do.
Yeah, and they put out a new album.
They miss the old Syracuse. Is that where they're from? They're from upstate. I know they're upstate somewhere.
What it says here.
Okay.
Active from 1989 until 2001, reuniting in 2007.
Best Syracuse band, if I'm not mistaken, was Snapcase. I think they were from Syracuse. That band was fucking awesome. Buffalo Snapcase was from?
Right, I'm over this, by the way.
Put on some Snapcase. That's awesome. Put on Zombie Prescription. Ah. That's like best case scenario hardcore.
Well, Snapcase on WINJ giving you the track, the rock.
Oh,
you went over the mark.
Rob's not a professional radio DJ. What are you talking about?
It's pretty good for a while.
Good.
No, this band is great. Great live.
Are they no longer around?
They have their reunion tours every few years as well.
I think they just play that.
I don't think they put out new music, but they definitely get back together and play around the Northeast every few years.
Yeah, this is good. This is what I'm looking for in hardcore.
And like back in the mid-90s when I was all about just the punk rock, I used to like goof on this band before ever hearing them. But at the same time, WSOU, the local college radio station, you would play this all the time, and I never knew who it was. And I'm like, this song is great. And then after like a year of hearing this song and a year of making fun of Snapcase, I found out that this was Snapcase. I'm like, fuck, I guess I'm a Snapcase fan. I can't goof on that. Those
Whoops.
People that wear their jerseys into the pit anymore. This is actually good.
That whole SOU thing was so weird, like struggling to get the reception in New York because it was really far away.
Well, they definitely boosted their antennas because I get them in the car.
No, lately, yeah. But the technology's more there now. It's just a little shitty college radio station.
I wouldn't say it's little.
They're not shitty.
Yeah,
no,
they're doing
all right. It's compared to commercial radio, yes, but compared to other college radio stations, it's like...
Right,
it's
no.
Like
these,
I'm talking about
program.
Like my perception of it when I was a kid, which is like 20 years ago,
more.
Right.
And really, for a long time, and still, it was the only place to listen to metal in New York, which is kind of absurd.
And alternative music too. Like I guess there was WDRE or whatever, but like that was more like mainstream college rock.
Yeah.
And they also used to have like alternative shows. Like it wasn't all straight metal. It was like all different shows would all have all different types. It was like 75% metal. I also remember that on Sunday morning, they used to have gospel.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it's a Catholic university.
Right. So it was like, I remember forgetting it was Sunday and trying to hear metal and being bummed.
Yeah, Sunday the whole day, because there was world music later in the day.
Oh,
yeah,
was
they, that? They still have that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, SOU was great.
And
you can listen online, too.
Do you remember when I called them and I dedicated a song to you, Rob?
I do.
And then I sat in my car waiting for like 45 minutes to like record them giving my request out.
That reminds me of remember when we used to do our show on college radio and the transmitter would reach like six blocks away.
Yeah.
You could hear it online, so it was like we could be heard, but not over the air.
We could be heard.
Like, over the air, it was impossible.
We were on BCAT.
Right.
Well, I do remember. So, yeah, our thing, our transmitter went 6 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time we were leaving the show.
This is what I was getting to. Yeah,
yeah, we left a best of on.
Yeah.
And we were like racing, like seeing how far we. It was like a very clear day.
Yeah.
Something was going on with the weather, I remember, that boosted the signal.
We got lucky. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got all the way to like Avenue W, which is like 2 miles.
We got so far, we were like dropping everybody off, and we were like, I can't believe it's still
it's
on.
It's still on. You heard like all static and just Rob's voice, like under.
Hey, Rob's still on the air.
Radio is a wonderful medium.
Was.
It still exists.
Rest in peace.
I mean, but like, we have fun in the radio station. Then when they like redid it and modernized it,
yeah,
we all like left.
Yeah, once they started taking it seriously, it was like, all right, we're done.
Because we couldn't get in. That was really the problem.
It's fucking locked. That's what the thing is. We would do the show on a Friday.
Yeah.
And school closed Friday at like 5 p.m. and we would do the show at night.
Right.
So it was impossible to get into the new building after 5 p.m.
Right, we didn't really like have that all that time blocked out or something,
yeah.
Right? There was something to it, and you just were had the key, so you should go in there and just do a show.
Yeah, like the old station was in another building that happened to be open 24 hours because it had its own entrance, whereas this new building was inside the campus, which was whatever. It's,
and they were Nazis about it because there was so much new equipment and shit. Like, they didn't want people.
Yeah, exactly. They wanted there to be supervision, which, I mean, I get it.
Get it, but it sucked for us.
Sucked for us because we enjoyed the lack of
and
supervision.
And also, we like it was over the air radio technically, so we were not supposed to curse ever, but we just did it anyway because like no one was paying attention.
I
but
think
once
it was
in a while,
after hours. No,
but well, no, once in a while, whoever was in charge would call us and say like, "You just said an F bomb. I'm listening."
Oh.
And we were like, "Fuck! Remember this? Like, who? I don't know the guy's name even."
What happened? I do remember that I left a best of. To play until the morning, and like someone was like, "Hey, there's curses all over this."
Yeah,
TV left on. I was like, "Oh yeah, oh my bad.
Go change it." I'm busy.
Sorry.
Did we ever talk about how we had like smoked and drank, and then like a security guard came?
I was gonna say, I don't know if we shared the story, but
it's a good
So the station when we were there, it was. Literally, like 2 or 3 classrooms with the wall in between them knocked down. So all around were just classrooms. And there was this weird thing where the back room, it was like a lobby area, then the studio, and then there was a back room behind the studio.
Yeah, it was like...
And in the back room, there was a door to
what... The back room was a lounge.
The
lounge.
The loosest foot. The smelliest.
People used to fuck on that couch all the time.
Ew. Yeah.
Never me, but I've heard
gross.
Of other people
yeah.
fucking.
I would.
I think I sat on my couch with a skirt. That's bad. Ugh.
I remember we had an end of semester party one year. I think it maybe was before you guys.
No, I don't know. This
there was
there.
A pizza that we got. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Like this is why I think it was like maybe the semester before you got
okay.
there.
Okay.
We had like pizza and there was like half the pie was left. Mm-hmm. And for like the next 3 weeks, it was never refrigerated. It just sat on the table in the lounge. And whenever we were there, we would just take a bite or two of whatever slice was left in there for weeks. Weeks.
Did you ever have any like agita in the bowels?
No, totally fine.
The bacteria that must have built up in that pizza in that week.
I think at some point we started like daring each other to like throw it on the floor, throw it against the ceiling, and then take a bite. We were doing all sorts of stuff.
It's got to be still in your body somewhere.
It was the best hang.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And so in this lounge, there was a door to a back room, which was essentially another classroom.
Which we had no idea until we, like, one day somebody picked the lock.
That's right. Somebody picked
the lock. Like, oh, my God, there's a whole extra set of rooms.
Yeah, and so it was it was another classroom, but the entrance to the classroom was, like, was bricked over or whatever. There was no way to get out of that back room.
Yeah, there was. There were more rooms behind it that we also picked and got through to. Yeah.
Really?
There was a whole... Yeah, you were there for this.
No, I thought there was just that one room behind the glass.
No, there was that, but then there was a whole other set of rooms and a whole other exit so you could exit all the way down the hall.
I never knew that.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I do remember that.
Remember
I
fucked with
that.
Ryan that one time because he didn't know about it, and I snuck around, and he was like so confused,
yes,
tripping on Robitussin.
Yes.
This is like the guy at the station who just like showed up and was an asshole to everybody and did drugs.
Okay, so everyone did drugs at the radio station.
Tell like eight stories at the same time.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. We're gonna get back to that story. But so everyone did drugs at the radio station. But this guy Ryan, everyone like fucked around at the radio.
Yeah,
let's say that
in some way.
In some way, like did something you weren't supposed to do in school.
I drank Old English 40 ounces.
This guy Ryan was such a recluse that all of us kind of got together and were like, he's gonna ruin it for the rest of us.
Recluse, I don't think is the word you mean. He was reckless.
Yeah.
He wasn't a recluse.
Okay. What is a recluse?
Someone who doesn't go outside.
Oh, okay. Then never mind. I take it back.
He was reckless.
He was reckless.
That's what you want to say.
He was a reckless recluse.
Scentless apprentice.
So, like you were saying, he would regularly trip on Robitussin, I remember. But then I remember it was like freshman orientation week or something.
And he did a line of cornstarch off the front table.
What? It was cornstarch?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't cocaine.
He kept
a line of cornstarch. It's like not even, it's like.
Some other kid at the radio station was like doing some kind of like video production thing and he needed like fake blood. And I guess you could do that with like cornstarch and something.
Oh, okay.
So there was cornstarch around. And Ryan like just didn't put out a line of it and made all the freshmen think that he was doing coke off the table.
And I remember he spooked three people who never showed up again. And it was like at that point that we were like, maybe.
You should not come here.
We should, yeah. And everyone.
You're a fucking shit show.
Like I just remember we had like an intervention. We're like, hey man, you can't come around anymore. So you're great. We love you, but
we don't even. You're sort of an asshole.
Did he kill himself after
no,
that?
No, he has a kid.
Oh, he's alive.
Yeah.
I
see him on the subway once every 5 years and avoid him.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask if you say hello to him.
No.
So back to my original story. So there's this back room, and what we would end up doing because it's so far into the studio and there's no windows, we would smoke weed in the, especially late at night because we have this time slot late at night, so there's no one else in the building basically because
right.
It's around us is all classrooms.
There's one security guard that we had to go by in the
right there's
floor.
Just one security guard. So what it would be is there'd be one security guard at the entrance, and I would have a pass, and then I would have two people on the list. But you can only put so many people. So I remember we would sneak people in through a staircase exit.
Yeah, I was already out of college, by the way, at this point. Like, I went to college there.
Yeah.
But Rob was still going there, and he invited me to be on his show.
So essentially, we were helping people trespass onto the campus.
But the security guard's default setting was always, oh, please don't make me do my job.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's the thing.
Don't fucking give me extra shit.
Just.
Like yeah,
they would do it.
Do it right, sneakily enough that I don't find out so I don't have to go and give you shit and write it up. Please,
so
just leave me alone.
Absolutely true, because if they would see them in the first floor hallway, they would kick them out. But if everyone just runs upstairs right away.
Because it wasn't like actual security people. Half the time it was like students doing like part-time jobs.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. So
they didn't have like guns and shit. It was just like some dude in a hat.
With that said... Oh. We just finished smoking a blunt. I am wrecked. And I hear a knock on the fucking door. And suddenly I'm sober because I'm so because the anxiety hits. And I open the door. I'm like, hey. And he's like, and so the other thing is, you know, the back room smells like weed.
It's filled with smoke.
Yeah. And it's just, yeah, exactly. Like we had just smoked. There's not, the ventilation isn't that good. So if the security guard so much as comes into the station, like, I don't know, where you get suspended. Security guy recognized Eric. He was like, oh, Eric, is everything under control here? I was like, yeah, everything's fine. Okay,
oh,
great.
Yeah.
Have a great night. And then we closed the door. And I was just like, oh, my God.
Just smoking a few blunts, and that's it.
That's it. No big deal. So,
yeah.
Good times. I miss though New York.
Area code 224. Have you ever smoked weed at your college radio station?
Not at the radio station of my college, but I have done it at my college and at my current job.
What's your current job?
I am a cook for Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh. How's that?
Yeah. It's It's a job.
Do you?
That's all I can say for it.
I'm glad I have an opportunity to ask
this
you.
This is John from Chicago, by the way, right?
I never knew that job. Do you have any leeway whatsoever in making the food, or do you have a strict corporate formula that you have to go by?
It depends. What do you mean?
Like, you show up at work.
Let's
say your first day at work, there's a training orientation or whatever. You got to make the wings with this amount of sauce, and that's, or like, they just really Nazis about it, or what?
To an extent, yes. You can ring stuff in, like light sauce, extra sauce. There are secret menu items.
We're losing him. You'll never know.
I guess I can Google it.
But burgers, you have to cook we have to cook all of our burgers well. We can't do them any other way. That's corporate policy. But does that answer your question? Hello?
Do you want...
You want to stuff her potato?
You want to stuff my potato?
Want to pop out like a watermelon seed?
Put a little sour cream in her potatoes.
What about chives,
yeah,
baby?
Chives.
It suddenly just got completely unsexy now.
The chives ruined it for you?
I don't know.
You don't want
Rob
chives.
Going.
A little sour cream in that potato, baby.
But if he wants to send some potatoes with the fixings on the side, I don't want it prefixed. I'll take it. Any food that's free is good.
Even in the mail?
What about free cholodiets?
I mean, for a joke, sure. Do they have that at Buffalo Wild Wings? That's some leeway. If corporate lets you make cholodiets if you want, that's pretty good. Is there a Buffalo Wild Wings in the Soviet Union, Rob? Maybe they have cholodiets.
That I don't know.
Could you put buffalo chicken in the cholodiets?
Sure, you could put anything.
Yeah,
you could put chunks of anything to float around that fucking gunk.
Could you imagine that buffalo sauce mixed in with the halajets?
No.
What if you made liquefied but solidified buffalo sauce so that forms the gelatin?
Oh, that is.
And then chunks of chicken floating around.
I have heartburn just thinking about
is
it.
That,
celery.
Is that
celery
less or more disgusting than traditional halajets?
I think more just because that's a flavor I'm usually okay with, but it would be ruined forever.
It'd be distorted into something horrifying.
Yeah. I'd always have that connection in my head for the rest of my life. And not that I eat buffalo wings a lot, but I never would again.
Right. I'm not a bit I love wings themselves, though. The buffalo sauce usually kills it for me. I like all the different things on
Give me a sweet Thai chili.
That's good, yeah.
Or the garlic sauce that Roller Roaster has.
Yeah, love that.
I put that on anything I get from there almost.
Love it. Yeah. Or any even plain wings. I could just use a little blue cheese or whatever. The buffalo sauce, I've never liked them. And I feel bad because that's the one thing that fucking city has to lord over people. The Bills suck.
Yeah. The Sabres, are they any good anymore?
No. But the whole city's freezing. Mm-hmm. It's what do you have?
Well, Snapcase, we mentioned it earlier.
Oh, they're from Buffalo?
Yeah, that's what you said, right, Rob? Snapcase,
Buffalo. Syracuse.
Yeah. No, Earth Crisis was Syracuse.
I thought you got onto Snapcase because they're also from
Syracuse. I thought they were, but it was just general upstate New York.
Gotcha.
Bands.
I miss the old upstate New York.
Yeah. Yeah, they're from Buffalo.
So anyway, what's happening in the world?
Robert?
Rob is so confused.
He looks like he's trying
just
to crack a safe.
Just forget it.
We're just having some stream problems. Sorry for our live listeners. I don't know why I'm apologizing. They're only going to be listening on the archive.
Yeah, and they're going to want you to be focused on the archive. So focus on it, Rob.
Okay,
give
I'm
them
sorry.
What they want.
Okay, we're going
to be mentioning... didn't you say when we were sitting here before the show prepping that you had something to talk about?
Oh.
Save it.
No, I just had a really... quick gross story.
Go ahead.
I came home the other day and
that is gross. That's disgusting.
I know, it's so bad. I was putting away my laundry
and I had my gi hanging on like a hook on my wall.
You mean your karate robe? Not in the know of the terminology.
It's not karate.
Okay.
It's a different form of martial arts. To the
taekwondo, get it right there.
I'm speaking to the novices in the audience.
Not taekwondo.
Karate. Right?
Okay.
Is it karate?
Karate. It's a type of karate, Sid.
Judo. Is it judo? Well,
no, that's what bagels are made of, Sid.
Oh, my God.
Judo. Krav Maga. Krav Maga.
Oh, yeah, you're Israeli. That's right.
I guess some of it could work with Krav Maga.
If you eat White Castle beforehand, is it Krav Maga?
Yeah. Or if you wear a Trump hat, is it Krav Maga?
Bibi Netanyahu practices.
That's fucking scumbag.
I mean, he probably does.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was putting away my gi, and...
What was that again, Darren?
Karate rope.
Oh, karate rope. Okay, yeah.
Go ahead.
And I'm folding it, and all of a sudden I feel a pinch on my arm. And I look down, and I had one of those, like, gigantic water bugs.
Oh!
Oh!
And it bit you?
Those big New York City water bugs.
Oh my God! How?
I don't know. I freaked out so much.
Forever unclean. Is there a mark? Did it leave a mark? Is there anything on your?
No,
arm?
I was so scared that I was like my arm was gonna turn purple.
How big was it? It was for scale.
Like this big.
So
like what? 2 inches?
Yeah, about. Jeez.
It looked like a man with a shell. It was so big.
I'll tell you, the largest cockroach that I ever saw.
It was
in my
not
life,
a cockroach. It was a water. Please call it a water bug.
Water bug.
Okay.
But when I lived with my mother, I had.
It looks like he's gonna puke.
It's horrendous.
I think he ate all those mozzarella.
I'm not even exaggerating this now. This is gonna sound like I'm bullshitting. This is a true story. My mother saw a water bug. And she said, come bring your shoe so I can kill it. I went and got my shoe.
Oh, my God.
My shoe was 3/4 the size of the water bug. Like I wore a size 11 and a half.
Oh, my God.
It was so big that my shoe was not proportionally big enough. Bigger. No. It wasn't enough bigger than the cockroach to kill it. Like,
wow.
I needed to go. I went and got a dictionary. I got the Oxford English Dictionary. And the thing was just sitting there. Like, it wasn't even scared of me.
But then if you crush
it... Like, you're in my house, motherfucker. I'm bigger than you.
If you crush it, like, the guts go everywhere, and then you have to clean
it. You want
back.
It running around? I'd rather do that and get some Clorox wipes and just clean it.
Ugh.
None of this is pleasant. I agree with you. That
shit,
it was just fucking sitting there chilling. He was just looking at me.
Oh, my God. I fucking hate these bugs. So... I look down and, like, my involuntary response is to just, like, flick it off my arm. Like, I just hit it off my arm.
Of course.
And then as I was doing it, I was like, no, I'm going to smash it on my arm. You know, like, I'm, like, instantly regretting it.
Uh-huh.
So it, like, flew off of me because, of course, it has wings.
Oh.
And then I, like, ran away. And I went and I got the bug spray and I just like sprayed it to death.
Yeah.
Just, like, chasing it around the room. And of course, my brother is coming to meet me.
Of course.
Of course. Like, I had to like go downstairs because we were going somewhere. And of course, he like pulls up right as the bug is dead. And I have to like deal with it. And I have to deal with it really fast. And usually like with these big ones, I really need to like pace around and like think about how I'm gonna remove
it. I totally relate to that. Why it's dead?
I know, but I don't want to feel it through the napkin.
So get another napkin.
I know, but what if it falls out of it while I'm walking through the garbage?
Yeah. Bring the garbage with you, so you throw it in the garbage immediately.
You need to call Rob next time. It's I've
called Amy, Sid's wife, to help me with cleaning.
But that was when we lived in the same building.
Right.
You think she wouldn't come running over to help you out this time?
She totally would.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
if she was in town, yes.
I didn't really have that much time because I had to go downstairs. So I just like I took a plastic cup and an envelope, and I just put the cup over it, and like I used the envelope to scoop it under so I don't have to see it.
Great.
I kind of struggle with that myself because I really don't like to kill anything. I don't like to kill flies even, like just on a on a principle. Like it's not even like some kind of bleeding heart shit. Like it just makes me feel icky to like kill living things.
Yeah, I don't like to kill ants. Like,
but I do it with roaches because they're in your house and they're gonna make you sick. Like it's not their fault. That's the way they're built. You know, that's their drive. But they bring garbage and dirt in, and it could really make you sick. So you have to kill them.
Yeah.
Sort of, one way or the other.
So how do you kill them?
I don't actually. Jennifer usually kills the roaches in my house. Not just because she's aggressive about it. She just gets up. I have your problem. I have to pace around the room and fucking take stock of the situation.
I feel like
you have
take
to get over the
breath.
Initial shock. Yeah.
Yeah, and then she's just like boom, takes a fucking whatever paper towel.
That's why, like, I could never be a murderer.
Way. Yeah, I envy her. I wish I could do
die.
That.
Die!
You are invading my home. I with a fly, I will try to shoo it out of
me
my
too.
Apartment. And when
but
I see sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, but like if it's a bug, dead.
Yeah.
Ants, dead. Getting the ant traps.
Dying. I try to, when I see a spider, I try to like guide it out the door.
Spider, dead.
No, even fly, dead. All of them.
Darren holds his hand and walks up to the
I would if I could. My hand's too big.
Person with a petition.
Jehovah's Witness.
Feed him to the spider, then kill the spider.
UPS guy.
Yeah, well, no, after I get the package.
Oh, man. You know what? I do actually sometimes want to kill these motherfuckers because you've been to my house. It's like downstairs, but no, it's not like underground, but it's like down three steps to get to my front door. And these motherfuckers think they're on Bowling for Dollars. Like, they don't even ring the bell at this point. They get out the truck, they come in the gate, they fucking bowl my shit down the stairs, and they leave. And then sometimes they do that, and then they ring the bell. Like, fragile shit. Like, electrical components and shit. Are you fucking kidding me?
They don't want to go down three steps.
Right, they don't even wait to see them home, though. I could go up the fucking steps and meet them.
Mm.
They want to bowl the shit.
Have you ever gotten out of the apartment and, like, yelled at them? Like,
I yell at the truck pulling away most of the time. Mm. That's not what I sound like.
Do you chase them down the street and yell at them
yet.
With your fist in the air?
How are you?
I haven't done that.
You should just have, like, the recording of Douglas Levison in the boombox ready to play at any time. Like in Home Alone when he has that movie playing.
You filthy Levison. Animal. I'm going to count to 10. 1, 2, 10.
The sucker every time.
We got John back on the line.
Hey, I don't know how much you guys heard of my response.
None.
Okay,
none of it.
So in answer to your question, it kind of is locked in about the B-dubs, about the corporate policies. It kind of is locked in for the most part. It really is. All of our burgers have to be well done. And unless there's like an allergy, their recipe is for the most part what it is, unless the customer is an absolute cunt. So it is what it is for the most part. I do work for a corporate location. I can't speak as to how it goes at, franchise locations. But after last year during the football season when there was the Buffalo Wild Wings on the West Coast that turned off the national anthem during the game because of all the protest stuff, that was a franchise location. Since that, we've been buying back, like, all, like, the franchise locations, but it's not been – it's just basically they're super Nazis about it.
Oh, you think Nazis are stupid?
No.
That's a drop.
Sure. But, I mean...
Did you question ask us?
Actually, I did. It's more aimed at Rob. I was wondering if you've heard Necrogoblicon's new album.
Yes.
What did you think of it?
I like it.
Yeah, it's silly. I like it. It's good.
Did you really care what I thought about it, or did you just want to say what you
I actually do care what you thought about it.
Okay. Yeah, no, I like it.
What's your favorite track?
The first one.
The Magic Spider. The Magic Spider is just phenomenal.
If you want to call, you could be a part of the show, 213-943-3688. Actually, another caller, another longtime listener, Levi, was in town.
Oh, that's right.
To do the MathCore Index Festival. I was very proud of him. It went very well. There were a lot of people. Some people drove from Tirana.
Wow. Patrons or the band?
Patrons.
No.
What?
They were doing interviews. Tirana.
Tirana.
No, someone drove from Havana.
Levi, it was great to meet Levi. He was very, very nice. We smoked a joint that I rolled. That I, you know, packed, I guess.
Isn't
I didn't
he the
roll
pro? It. Shouldn't he be handling that?
Well, he traveled. He's not, he didn't bring, you know.
Yeah, it's
illegal. Don't lie to me.
He didn't bring flour.
Don't lie to me.
He's not lying.
He's not.
Was
I'm not.
He on the phone saying he's bringing this and that and the other?
Oh, he brought like a few like gumdrops, pop gumdrops. They were nice. And he had like a pen, one of those pens with wax in it, a vape pen with weed. Weed.
Are you okay?
I have a little popcorn stuck in the back of my throat.
Have some more seltzer.
I'm out. I need more.
Oh, okay. So let me go seltzer you.
Can I have one too? Thank you, darling.
Talk loud enough.
Is it condescending to call someone darling?
Not the way I said it.
No, he said it with pure love and lust.
I'd like someone who's about to stuff someone's potato.
With your sour cream.
This is the next Noah Sean situation.
Oh, God forbid. I want to stay on this show.
The potato's not worth it.
No.
Oh, Douglas Levinson said that
show title.
Friend was the DP.
What?
Oh.
Director of photography.
I was watching that last night.
Director of photography on the NecroCobblecon video, Dressed as Goblins, which I think is a great music video. Brendan Small of Death Clock directed it. It's a very artistic, fun video. I really enjoyed it. They do great stuff. But anyway, so the MathCore Index Fest, it was really fun. I got there, and Car Bomb were headlining the day that I showed up. And I pulled Sid.
Wait, were they headlining because you showed up?
No. I don't.
It sounded like it. It was like a very weird way of wording it.
No. Well, I almost pulled a Sid's wedding.
Oh, God.
Again?
So,
like how many weeks in a row?
But instead of a location, a time situation. Because so there were 2 days to the show. One day was a nighttime show. One day was a matinee. And the Saturday show was the matinee. But I thought the Saturday show was the nighttime show. So I had planned to get there at 4. But the show actually ended at 5:30. So, but I did make it for Car Bomb. And I did get to hang out with Levi, which was great. And Car Bomb were awesome. And this was at St. Vitus. It's a small room. Like 200 or 300 cap, whatever it is. And so also because it's a festival, there's like drums in all the corners of the room. So it kind of makes
there wasn't
it a
back line?
No, there's no room for the back line. It's a sideline.
No, but back line means that there's just like set equipment on the stage for the whole night.
Oh,
and
no.
The bands just share it.
No,
so
bands
want to
play their own
out.
Drum kits.
Really,
yeah.
For that kind of music?
They have endorsements and stuff.
It's all the same mush.
Wow, I didn't realize.
You're listening to music, you're like, oh man, that guy's got a really nice drum kit. Come on.
Why would you want to use someone else's drum
so
kit?
So you don't have to load in.
You're
driving all the way
to
fucking Toronto.
The Toronto people are fans. They
what, that's what you say. They're fans because
they didn't perform.
They
were just there to watch the show.
They're also the president of the hair club.
Okay, so... Anyway, so these drums. So I'm kind of like on the edge of the crowd, and behind me is basically...
You're edging in the crowd?
It was a long day. No. And so the drums were like right behind me, and like right Car Bomb's first note, the pit expands,
right.
And someone like pushes, and I did not expect the push. And it was like, you know, like in wrestling when they do a sunset flip, and the guy's like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I was like trying my hardest not to fall over on this drum kit, because come on, I'm a 300-pound, 6'5" person. I'm going to destroy this person's cymbal or whatever,
or
get impaled.
Yeah.
God forbid.
Yeah, like, yeah. What if you go, like, through that spear that holds the symbol?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it could be bad. Who knows? Thankfully, Levi saved my life.
What?
He gave me a little pat forward. It was like, a little shove. Just a little shove of my back. Like essentially like a good job, Pat, but like with a little bit of pressure to push me back up.
Push you up
like,
on your tush.
Like my calves were doing all the work, but my upper body was about to fall over.
I wish
and
there
then,
was video of this.
Oh, my God.
Then, somebody has a cell phone video of this, I'm sure.
Like, whoa. And I know bloggers want to make fun of me because I fell into a drum kit. That's fine. You don't know how it really is. Philip B. Pesbon. Signing off.
Why didn't you go the second night?
I was watching Bruno.
Yeah.
I was
did me a
pup
solid.
Sitting. Pup sitting.
You were sitting on puppies?
Sometimes. We're playing a game.
Disgusting.
So Cougar sent in this clip. I wanted to play it of Dave Mustaine talking about Satan, which is like, how did we not play this when it came out?
We didn't.
But thank you, Cougar.
Where is this from?
I believe like a 2020 episode, some sort of ABC news program.
Okay.
What? Like, the greatest, like, that's like a saying. Like, that's not
right.
real. Like,
right.
What do you mean he's, if he's telling people he didn't exist, who is he? Like, who, the person telling them,
right,
like,
the
who
point
is, he?
Is the, the point is, of that saying is that, like, the devil convinces people that other people are responsible for all the evil so that you're not watching out for a devil that's behind you.
Right.
So that's how, you know. But I mean, it's, you know, there's Dave Mustaine in the world. That's enough of a devil.
Yeah. That's
Wait, let's,
bullshit.
Let's go back a little.
That's bullshit. Everyone knows the devil has a green outfit. His horn is three horns, not two. I understand the devil.
Can you imagine, like, he's honestly telling a reporter, without any shame, on a national network, that he believes that a devil is...
But
exists.
also has to come off like an intellectual to be like,
right.
Well, you know, like,
yeah,
obviously,
true.
He's not rad.
Yeah,
he's not
horse. That's what dumb people believe.
The devil is like, you or me?
Dumb people believe in devils that are red. I know that he looks like a human.
Me, an intellectual.
I know that this trans-dimensional being that's all-powerful and tricks people for fun isn't red.
And he kicked my dog.
He kicked my dog. He made James Hetfield kick my dog.
Wait, he's trans-dimensional?
Yes.
So Satan is a girl guy girl?
He's a girl guy girl. Girl guy god.
What?
Wow, his answer was much crazier than anything I
he's
we
so
were
beautiful.
Like.
I want to put it in his potato.
I want to fuck the devil.
That's my new album, by the way. The 14th Megadeth album is going to be called Fuck the Devil in His Potato. The devil is so beautiful. I can't contain myself.
I think I'm going to come. I just came on myself.
He really is talking about James Hetfield.
I mean, the devil is beautiful.
Hello, devil.
I mean, the real my cock right now in your mouth. Hello, devil. I made sure everyone knows you're not red. Hello, me.
I mean,
hello, devil. Meet the real me. Maybe we can go out for dinner and drinks.
Greatest trick to death. It's like Dave Mustaine, he wasn't red.
Imagine Satan in like sitting in hell on his throne. What a fucking idiot.
They'll never expect it.
Now they'll see a guy in a red suit with horns and never suspect a goddamn thing. Thanks a lot, Dave.
No collusion.
I love that he's like, I hate to break it to you.
Guys,
actually.
I am a little bit smarter than you, and I can tell you, he's not fucking red, okay?
Don't be. He's beautiful.
He's beautiful.
He's beautiful.
And so red isn't, like, if he was red, he wouldn't be beautiful?
Kind of fucking. Sorry, Chuck Billy.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
I'm sorry. He could be you. He could be the 2020 interviewer.
Are you the devil? Wait a minute.
Could we extract him saying he's beautiful, he's an angel? Yeah, just that out
sure.
of context.
Out of context. It's
and in 3
be
years, we'll hear and be like, what the fuck was he talking about? Who's he talking about? There we go. Happy birthday to me.
So, yeah, what else we got here? I was that, and this is how that announcer, it should have been like, the announcer goes, that's a scary thought. Yes, yes, it is. No, I meant that it's scary you actually believe this fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
That would be me. People who don't know what heavy metal is. But he's going along with it like a stoop. Name one.
Jesus, before we go on stage, I just want to pray that before the end of this night, I can meet the devil.
Dear
because
Jesus.
He's so beautiful. Please, Jesus, don't be mad at me. I love the devil. He's gorgeous and he's an angel. I want to feel him between my buns. I love him. I need him inside me. Yeah!
Dear Big J. It's close. Me, Dave. Hey, what's up? Just got a request. You know, we got a show. It's an important one. Please do me a favor. Make sure there are no beautiful people.
Yeah.
In my sight of vision, I don't want to be. Don't worry about that. It's by the devil. This is Jesus' answer. It's a Megadeth show, my son.
Yeah.
There won't be any beautiful people anywhere in that audience.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for making all my fans so ugly that I cannot, they won't be confused with the devil.
Denim vest as far as the eye can see.
Imagine, can you imagine this, like, all right, so Dave Ellison's another kook, but imagine whoever the current two hired guns of Megadeth are that have to join this prayer circle.
Chris Broderick.
They just mouth the words.
Dirk. We had Dirk on when he was the drummer of Soil. Right. They just hold hands and they just look at each other like,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, prayer circle, whatever.
They prayed that the check clears.
Guys doing lines of cornstarch in the back.
Yeah.
Praying to Jesus. Like, the interviewer is just as bad. Like, he's, I don't know if he's trolling, like, trying to get dumb.
Definitely not.
But he's like, so, like, he's all serious. Oh, yeah. Is heavy metal music infused with the power of the devil?
Like, what does that even mean?
Like, isn't that the slogan from Mustaine's beer? Infused with the power. He stole it from this guy.
But like
fresh Pilsner hops and the power of the beautiful devil.
Well, okay, so the power, what is the power of the devil to like make you do sin?
Yes,
right.
So he speaks through the music.
So infused with. So does heavy metal? Is heavy metal infused with making you want to be sinful?
Yeah, I guess. Like that's what they said about Judas Priest.
That's what they said about Elvis.
Yeah,
I mean they've been saying that since.
They said that about everything.
Yeah,
and that's not what Mustaine is saying about everyone else but his own band and Strike. If you ever got to hear like him recording one little clip or something, is that what that was?
Yeah. Let's hear him talking about the tritone.
Tritone, the devil's tritone. The
That's it. $50.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I put a hex on Metallica's bus, and it fell on Cliff Burton. It was supposed to be James! I'm not so good at hexing. I suck at hexing.
He tells a story sometimes, and I can't believe people believe him that he put a hex on somebody!
Well, he thinks he put a hex on something by accident.
And this, like, just, like, kind of points out even more how absurd religion is.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, that they believe these, like, tall tales.
Right. Well, it's just a series of coincidences. It's like he probably went home every night and put hexes on 1,000 things, and then one guy that he put a hex on crashed in the car.
Think about how absurd the concept of a hex is.
Well, we have the live cast Kiss of Death. How is this any different?
We're joking.
What? That shit's real. What are you talking about?
But think about it. So a hex is like there's this universal communication with God.
Or the devil.
And a hex is essentially like you're finding out a cheat code. Mm-hmm. To like hack the system.
It's the whistle from Mario 3.
To make something happen that was not originally coded in the game. Like, how fucking insane is that? Like, for people to think, like, yes, this is a real thing that can happen.
It's like just the same level of stupidity as praying, though. It's like when people.
I guess that's true.
People always say, like, it's God's will. I follow God's will. But now you're going to pray and ask him to do something out of his will that he didn't plan for.
Yeah, that's so true.
Why would he change it? If God knows better than you, what's he going to do? Hear your prayer and go, oh, you know what? That is a better idea. Hold on. I'm going to make you find this parking spot. Here you go. The fuck is that? Like, that makes the two contradictory ideas that don't go together.
Wait, what?
Out of my batting average? That's not a thing you say.
I think he means out of my league.
Yeah.
But he was trying to sound...
What is he talking about?
I know baseball.
A girl. He's saying like there was this really hot girl that
was into him?
Much hotter than him that he had no right being with. And I guess what he's implying is that he put a hex on her.
I'm sorry. The beautiful devil confused me and made me not understand baseball terms.
To be fair, anyone who goes out with Dave Mustaine, it feels like a hex has been put
on. They have.
Yeah,
I went back a little so we could hear the whole thing in context.
She's totally out of my runners in scoring position, batting average, and Ks per nine innings.
I put a hex on his wee wee and a car hit it. he ran right over his penis.
Rob, was that you? Sid just said he stretched your balls out. Maybe it was Dave.
Yeah.
First did that to you.
totally over my F-war.
He kidnapped her.
Yeah. Well, she was in my apartment. Okay, I gave her illegal Rohypnol,
yeah.
But, you know, so what? She was there. Why didn't it pick?
And I cut that other guy's brakes. But still.
But the heck still worked. Devil's beautiful.
Yeah.
Love you, devil.
Rob, next time you get a chance to interview him, show up in a red suit with, like, a goatee.
Oh, my God! Please do this. Paint your whole face red with a pitchfork. Stop talking about. Keep my name out your mouth, motherfucker.
I just want to know you should be. It'd be I think you should be nice. Just go up to them and be like, look, I know you meant well.
Dave, how are you? No, seriously, how are you? I don't want to know about the band. I want to know about you. What is Dave doing?
Make sure you're doing okay.
Not David. Dave.
No.
Dave.
Two things. First, clearly am red. That's one. Two, I wasn't that crazy about how you said that red people aren't beautiful. I mean, you said I'm not red. Instead, I am beautiful. And clearly I am red, and I do think I am beautiful.
And, you know, I don't appreciate it after I killed that guy that was bullying you and got that girl to go out with you. Like, yeah. I did that for you. You could at least say something nice about me.
Okay, listen. I didn't get her in your room, but I got you the drugs. I got you the roofies. El Dudorino in the chat just said,
what do you mean the devil isn't real? He blogs about me every day.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Dork! What a dork!
Because, you know, cutting your hand open and sharing blood was... No one ever knew anything would be wrong with that before AIDS.
What a dork! Like, how dorky is that? That's, like, next-level dorkery.
Don't judge, Rob.
Wait, no, are you in a blood pack?
Do you remember that blood pack that we took behind the bush?
No! Oh, my God.
In the background.
Yeah, there's like footage of him in the vocal booth, and you just hear like...
Oh, I thought he was like sitting in his basement with like a pentagram, in the middle of a pentagram.
Yeah.
together.
Oh, my God, it kind of does... Sally, let's go back.
Of tonight, devil, take my soul tonight. I love you. You're so beautiful.
Well, let's recap. Devil, not red, beautiful, likes booze.
No, takes control of your body when you're drunk.
Oh, okay.
Where did this air? Who? What show is this? When?
2020, and it's like 2011-ish.
Do you think? Oh. Yeah, this is bad.
You should not
actually
play it because it sucks.
Not because it's...
Hold on. Just the fact that he says Antichrist. I think that's the only reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Couldn't you just channel 11 it and just dub in another word there?
I am a stupid jerk.
You know, whatever. Just take that one line out.
Do you think this reporter like felt good about this? Like when he came home from like, I went to Columbia School of Journalism to ask a 50-year-old man about the satanic influences in his shitty washed-up music. Yes.
Oh, this is Nightline.
And sound like I actually care. Like
he did a good job.
I feel dirty on this guy's behalf. Like if I was this guy's professor, I would revoke the fucking diploma.
Like who sent him out on 2020 to do this gig? John Stossel?
Why?
Like,
for who?
Barbara Walters.
That's right.
Oh. That is the truth.
Don't see crow at Benedicto per nomine de altissime. I love the devil.
okay,
like, whose idea was it at 2020 or wherever that in 2011 that was a relevant thing to cover?
Somebody old.
Yeah.
Barbara Walters.
And then find a reporter even older who's going to treat this like an edgy subject.
Although he looks much younger than Mustaine. He doesn't look old at all. He looks like late 30s, right?
Maybe he's Satan. It's beautiful.
He's not red, though.
That's the
point. Oh, right, yeah. I got confused there.
See? Satan.
The devil. The devil got me.
Oh, someone in the comments asks, if Dave Mustaine has the power of satanic forces... And he really did manipulate those two people, the hot chick and the bully. Then what if he killed Cliff Burton?
Oh.
It's out there. Maybe we put a hex.
By the way, the devil,
Dave Mustaine.
The devil's in our chat now. He says, Dave keeps trying to sell me his soul to rejoin Metallica. That's pathetic, Dave. Come on. By the way, thanks for stopping by, devil. If you want to call us, what's the number, Rob?
213 Wide Nut, Mr. Devil. That's 213-943-3688.
Or anybody. Humans can call us, too.
But only if you're beautiful. Beautiful angels.
We have a very beautiful audience.
It's true.
Unlike Megadeth and Metallica.
Yeah.
But I meant Megadeth.
Yeah.
Is it done, the clip?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I looked up a hex.
Uh-oh.
Here is a spell to send somebody away.
In the microphone.
Who are we sending away?
Yeah. Dave Mustaine.
To where? What if he really dies? Like, wouldn't you feel bad?
Nope.
We don't believe in this shit.
I know. Well, I don't.
Here's the thing. We would need a black candle.
Wow.
Oh, but it says an image candle of a man or woman is even better. Oh, I see. Like,
okay. Oh, it has a picture on the
parchment paper.
Go to the Megadeth merch store and buy that candle.
A black pen.
I thought you meant like a JPEG of a candle we could use.
Well, here's the... From now on, Dave Mustaine will say nothing but sweet words about me and to me. By the power of Aradia, so mote it be.
That doesn't sound like a go-away spell. That sounds like a love spell.
Uh-oh. We know what Rob wants.
Oh, no!
Dave Mustaine is going to send you flowers tomorrow.
That's actually good.
Rob, I'm over the devil. You're beautiful.
What if I'm the devil?
I know there are different beauty standards, but I'm going to say you're not the devil, Rob.
Yeah, well, he's not red, so he might be the devil.
Oh, we have Lovely on.